Hello all. Let's continue with our labor laws applicable to the healthcare institution, Part B. Me, Dr. Atul Pawar, will be taking you further with the Part B too. The objectives of this part would be about Minimum Wages Act and its benefits to employees in India, rules of payment of wages to employees in India, and determinations of payment of bonus. We'll start with the introduction. What exactly is the Minimum Wages Act and notifications of it, payment of wages and payment of bonus act. This act is to provide a fixing minimum wages, minimum rate wages in certain employees. This act extends to whole of India except the state of Jammu and Kashmir under the act. The appropriate government as per the Minimum Wages Act of 1948 means a scheduled employment carried on or by any authority, central government, railway administration, in relation to mine, oil field or major part, any corporation established by central act or the central government. The competent authority means the authority appointed by the appropriate government by notification in official gazette to ascertain from time to time. The cost of living index number applicable to the employees or employed in a scheduled employment specified by the notification. The cost of living index number in relation to employees in any scheduled employment in respect to which minimum rates of wages have been filed means the index number ascertained or declared by the competent authority by notification in the official gazette to be cost of living index applicable to the employees in such employment. As per the Minimum Wages Act 1948, wages means all remuneration expressed in terms of money, which is expressed in terms of contract of labor and employment or expression in implied consent. Employee means any person who is employed for hire or reward to do any work skilled, such as doctors, paramedical, educated hospital administrator, unskilled, manual or clerical staff such as hospital administrator, clerk, hospital billing, passing clerk, etc. In scheduled employment like day-to-day hospital function, for example, surgeon doing scheduled operations, pathologist doing scheduled pathological tests, in respect of which minimum rates of wages has to be fixed and included, workers to whom any articles or materials are given out by any other person to be made up, clean, wash, altered, ornament, finished, prepared, adopted, or otherwise processed for sale for the purpose of trade or business for that purpose. The relationship of the employer or employee arises out of contract of employment or a contract of service. This concept is clearly mentioned in an issue of appointment letter issued by the hospital staff, such as in appointment letter of the hospital staff nurses. The relationship implies the right of the master to direct not only what work has to be done, or also the manner of doing it. For example, chief pathologist in a hospital practice not only gives instruction to the hospital lab technician about the target related to number of blood samples to be processed, but also instruct him how to conduct the tests accurately. The extent of work and extent of control, he sets the target which corporate hospital has to achieve in terms of hospital business. To direct what work has to be done, that is, which work in the hospital is very important in terms of dealing with the emergency patient, the matter in which hospital activities has to be carried out. The minimum rates or the wages are fixed in the following manner. Appropriate government may fix minimum rate of wages for the time work. That is, many hospitals are now paying doctors on clock hour basis, which is mentioned in the appointment letter, which newly recruited doctor signs at the time of appointment. Minimum rates of wages for piece of work, for example, there is a difference in payment schedule for the hospital staff nurse working in the hospital ward and the staff nurse employed in ICCU for the hospital. Minimum rate apply in substitution of the minimum rate which would otherwise be applicable in respect of overtime work done by the employees. For example, many hospitals are paying Rs. 120 on hourly basis for the extra work done by the employee in in-house pharmacy. In fixing or revising wages under this section, different minimum rates of wages may be fixed, different schedule employed, which may be paid on monthly basis, clock hour basis, weekly basis, mainly paid to unskilled hospital staff such as ward boys, hospital sweepers. For doctors who do extra surgeries, they are paid incentives for each extra surgery performed by them. For example, hospital pays an incentive to their cardiologist for doing extra coronary angiographies and angioplasties. Different class of works for the same schedule employment. For example, the hospital may employ physicians with MD, general medicine qualification, but their payment varies as per the job assignment and the payment of the physician employed in the intensive care unit, which will be more than prominent of the physician employed in the ward and in the OPD basis because of the extra strenuous work done by them in the ICU. Skilled and unskilled hospital staffs on basis of the qualifications such as payment of general duty medical officer will be less than the payment of the doctors with MD general medicine qualification. Different localities, for example, payment of the hospitals in class A cities like Mumbai, New Delhi, Kolkata, Chennai, Bangalore will be more than class B cities like Jaipur, Patna, Nagpur, Indore, etc. Minimum rate of the wages of the hospital staff, both skilled and unskilled, may be fixed by one or more of the following wage periods, namely by the hours, that is, clock hour basis, or by the day or the weekly basis payment, by the month, that is, monthly basis. Under Section 4 of the said Act, it is defined the indication that the basic wage is integral part of minimum wage. Section 4 postulates that the minimum rate fixed or revised by the appointed government under the Section 3 may constitute basic range of wage and special allowance to be adjusted at such intervals in such manner as appropriate government may direct to afford to merely practical with variations of cost of living index number applicable to such employees. For example, basic wage plus special allowance like non-practicing allowance, DRN's allowance, city compensatory allowance is equal to minimum wage. Special allowance which is paid to the hospital staff is based on cost of living index which fluctuates according to the government declaration. Proceedings and fixings of revising minimum wages. In fixing minimum rate of wages in respect of any scheduled employment, appropriate government should appoint many committees, subcommittees, as it is considered to hold inquiries and advise it in respect of fixation of revisions, as the case may be. Usually, Government of India revises salary every 10 years on the basis of recommendation made by different committee. Usually, pay committee is set up 2 years before the actual date of recommendation of the pay commission. By notification in official gazette, publishes its proposal for the information of persons likely to be affected, thereby specify a date not less than 2 months from the date of notification on which the proposal would be taken into consideration. The ways fixing and revising the wages of the hospital as per the recommendation of the Minimum Wages Act, setting up pay committees, setting up the pay panel commissions, and by the notification of the official gazette. Notification fixing of the minimum rates of wages. The validity of which any notification issued by the state government after first compliant with the formalities under Section 5 and consideration of the evidence of the committee or representation received perfectly valid and not open to challenge. The fact that employer might find it difficult to carry out his own business on the basis of minimum wages is irrelevant condition. The Act contemplates the minimum rates of wages must ensure not only the physical need of the worker, which would keep him just above the starvation, but must ensure him not only subsistence and that his family, but also preservance of efficiency of the workman. In this way, hospital staff will feel that the organization is recognizes their work and giving special attention by the hospital management committee. The hardworking staff will feel motivated. It should therefore provide not merely for his scarce substance of life, but also for the preservation of the worker, and so must provide some measures of education, medical requirement, and amenities. A casual hospital staff cannot be, by very nature of the employment, expect some rates of wages as is given a permanent hospital staff. Minimum wages payable under the Act shall be in cash, where there has to be custom to pay wages only and partly in kind by issuing of Sodexo coupons, gift voucher, voucher payment for entertainment, reimbursement for petrol. The appropriate government is of opinion that it is necessary in the circumstances by the notification of official gadget to authorize the payment to be either made in cash or wholly or partly in kind. The appropriate government is of the opinion that the provisions should be made for the supply of essential commodities at concessional rate, like issue of monthly rations, issue to the household appliances, batteries, groceries. The appropriate government may be the notification, the official gadget, authorize the provision of such supplies in concessional rates. Wherein, respect of any scheduled employee and notification under Section 5 is in force, the employer shall pay to every employee engaged in scheduled employment under him the wages at the rate not less than the minimum rates of wages fixed by such notification for that class of employees in that employment without any deductions as may be, except as be authorized within such time and subject to conditions. However, income tax applies as the tax bracket issued for different pay packages issued by the Government of India. In regard to scheduled employment, minimum rates of the wages in respect have been fixed. Appropriate government may fix the number of hours of work which shall constitute normal working day, inclusive of specific intervals. Most of the health care organizations fix the wages of staff as per their routine working schedule as per the terms and conditions mentioned in the appointment letter. Most of the unskilled hospital staff and non-executive hospital staff are paid overtime for extra duty hours worked by them, whereas executive cadre hospital staff are paid incentives for extra number of surgeries performed by surgeon or extra LSCS done by gynecologist, extra CAG or PTCA done by a cardiologist. It also provides a day of rest in every period of 7 days. Weekly off for the hospital staff shall be allowed to all employees and to a specific class of employees and for the payment of the remuneration of such respect in the days of rest. It shall also be provided for the payment of work on the day of rest at a rate of not less than overtime rate. That is, the hospital staffs are paid for weekend days at the same rate as the overtime. Overtime has been discussed under Section 14 of Minimum Wages Act, where an employee whose minimum wages is fixed under this act by an hour, by day, or by such a longer wage period as may be prescribed, and the employee may work on a day in excess of the number of hours constituting a normal day working day. The employer shall pay him for every hour or part of the hours work in excess for the time fixed under this act or under the law of the appropriate government for being time force which has been higher. In fact, employee whose minimum wages has been fixed under this act of the day works on any day and on which he was employed for the period less than requisite number of hours constituting the normal day. He shall be entitled to receive wages in respect of the work done by him on that day and if he has worked for the full normal working day. Every employing person shall maintain such register and records such as particular as employees employed by him, the work performed by them, the wages paid to them, receipts given to them, and such other particulars and forms. Usually in healthcare organizations, whenever a new person is recruited, hospital human resource department sends the staff and the name of the employer to the payroll section, a part of hospital finance department, and on the receipt of the information, and then the salary of the new recruit is released. The appropriate government may provide for the issue of wages, book, and wage slip to the employees employed in the scheduled employment in which minimum wages have been fixed and also be prescribed in the manner in which entries are to be made and shall be made in the wage book. That is, payment is made, routine working hours and extra duty hours or overtime has to be calculated by the hospital staff. Inspectors, government may appoint an official notification person it thinks fit as inspector for the purpose of act and may also define the local limits within which they have to function. The function of the inspector appointed by the government as per the recommendation of the Minimum Wages Act may examine a person who he finds in such premises or place of work, which may be hospital or nursing home, may have a reason to believe that person found in the hospital premises is an employer or employee who works there. The inspector may also seize and take copies of the register, record wages, notices, or portion thereof as he may consider relevant in the respect of an offence. There are some penalties in respect to certain offences. Any employers who pays an employee less than minimum wages rates of wages fixed for the employee class of work and thinks to do so and contravenes the provision of Minimum Wages Act shall be punished and imprisoned for the 6 months and fined, which shall not extend ₹500 for both. For example, if a general duty doctor is recruited at ₹200 per hour and if the hospital authorities are not paying as per the terms and conditions mentioned in the contract, and if such kind of dispute is brought in the notice of the Labour Commissioner, then in such type of dispute, penalty can be imposed on hospital authorities. Furthermore, the penalty for willfully obstructing the inspector in the exercise of any power conferred to him by the Act or fails to produce any demand made by the inspector in respect to wages of the register, records or documents in the custody of the employer shall be punished with the fine, which may extend to ₹500 or conviction. Part-time workers. In a hospital setup, many workers are employed on a part-time basis. A part-time hospital worker is one who are employed for 4 hours, and their total enrollment should not be more than 60% of the total monthly of a full-time worker. Part-time hospital employees include part-time GDMO, part-time sonologist, part-time pathologist, part-time radiologist. For the purpose of this notification, competent authority means competent authority appointed by the Government of Maharashtra, Industries, Engineer, Energy and Labour Department notification dated 3rd August 1984. There are different zones which are being created. Zone 1 shall compromise of the area within the limit of municipal corporation and adjoining containment area. Zone 2, which compromises of the limits of all A-class municipal councils and adjoining containment area. And Zone 3 shall compromise the rest of the state, excluding Zone 1 and 2. In case where the employee is employed on the basis other than monthly basis, the minimum rates of daily wages payable shall be computed by dividing the minimum wages of monthly wage fixed by the category of employee, which he belongs by 26, the portion being stepped up to nearest paisa. For example, in a hospital setup, there are many categories of employees, some of them working on fixed term contract while others working as a daily wage employee. So the payment of a daily wage employee is calculated by dividing monthly wages of an employee by 26. The minimum rates of wages shall consist of all inclusive rates allowing for the basic rate, the cost of living allowance and cash value of concession, if any. The cost of living allowance commuted as a foresight shall be declared by the competent authority by notification in official gazette. In the last week of July, when allowance is payable for each month of July to December, the last week of January, when such allowance is payable for each month of January to July, provided that the competent authority shall declare the cost of living allowance payable in respect to the period from the date of revision of the rates of minimum wages to end of June or December, as the case may be immediately after the said date, with effect from the minimum wages which are been revised. Employment in hospital as per the class. As dated in 1996, supervisor or higher skilled labor matron, residential medical officer, assistant matron or sister, tutor, public health nurse or stenotype in zone 1 would have 1068 as a basic rate. Zone 2 adjoining to any municipal corporation would have 996, whereas rest of the state would have 925. The skilled laborers or qualified skilled sisters, therapists, nurses, midwife, lab technicians, x-ray technicians, graduate officers such as account cashiers, storekeepers, clerks, or what we call a skilled labor nature done by person So they would be 925 in zone 1, 854 in zone 2, and 783 in zone 3. Semi-skilled labor like untrained nurses or electricians, receptionists, plumbers could be and any other people would be forming around zone 1, 818, zone 2, 747, and 676 in rest of the state. Unskilled labors, semi-skilled labors were there. Unskilled labors like sweeper, watchmen, ward boy, or peons would come under this category with zone 1, 715, 640 for zone 2, and 570 for rest of the city. For 80% of the rate fixed in this employee, fixed in the same respect of the same employees, all the zones would have 80% of the rate fixed in the respect of the same employees. In 5% of the minimum wages should be deducted from the wages in respect to those who have provided with rent, rent-free quarters, that is hospital employees who have been provided rent-free accommodations in the hospital campus. The rate at which specified in column 3 of schedule 3 shall be cash value of wages in kind to be cut by the employer. So if at all an employer has been provided with the accommodation, 5% would be deducted from the wages. If at all any cash value has to be given in kind for the employer, that should be deducted. Minimum wages shall be on the basic rate and special allowance, which will determine in accordance with the provision clause of subsection 1 of section 4 of the SAID Act, and special allowance so be demand as per the appendix shall be paid to the employees within the basic wage. The amendment which was made in 2024, the monthly wages of the unskilled workers in metros would be 17,494 to 18,066. For semi-skill, this would be monthly wages. For semi-skilled workers, monthly wages are increased from 19,279 to 19,929. For skilled workers, monthly wages are increased from 21,215 to 21,917. The calculation of minimum wages in India follows as per standard 26 days pattern as per the month. The payment of wages was passed in 1936. The objective of the Payment of the Wages Act in 1936 was to ensure regular and timely payment for the wages of the employed person, to prevent unauthorized deductions being made from the wages, to prevent arbitrary fines which was being imposed by the employed persons. So what exactly this employed person's definition would mean? Employed person, which means legally described as employer, the definition itself is a legal representative of the deceased employee's person referred to claiming that not relating to non-payment of wages or unauthorized deduction from thereon. Employer includes the legal representative of a deceased employee after the death of an employee. His legal representative can be held liable for the payment of the wages due to employed person. The liability of the legal representative is limited to extent of the value of the estate inherited by him. Wages, by all means of remuneration, whether it comes to salary, allowance such as city compensation, allowance, HRA, NPA or non-monetary benefit, expressed in terms of money or capable of being expressed, which would be if the terms of employees and expressed and implied or unfulfilled, will be payable to the person employed in respect to his employment or work done in such an employment. Simply stated, wages means all remuneration due to any worker or employee if the terms of the contract of the employment are fulfilled. Rules of payment. Every employer, whether he is owner of a nursing home, private hospital, healthcare organization, shall be responsible for the payment of the person employed by him of all wages required to be paid under the Payment of Wages Act. In factories, the person named as manager. In industrial or other establishment, the person involved with the supervisory work. Upon railways, other than factories, the person nominated by the railway administration. Fixation of the wages. Every person responsible for the payment of wages under Section 3 shall fix period known as wage period in respect of which such wages shall be paid. A wage period should not exceed 1 month. In other words, payment of wages can be made daily, weekly, fortnightly, monthly. So in appointment letter, payment of the hospital employees cannot exceed beyond a monthly payment schedule. Wages to be paid before 7th or 10th. These are the rules pertaining to the timely payment of the wages. The wages of every person employed upon in any organization which is less than 1,000 persons shall be paid before expiry of 7th day of the following wage period. In case the number of workers exceed 1,000, the wage shall be paid before the expiry of the 10th day of the following wages period. So if a corporate hospital with less than 1,000 persons on the payroll, then monthly payment of his employees should be made before 7th of the following wage period. And where the strength of the employee are more than 1,000, then the payment shall be made before 10th of the wage period. Wages in case of termination of employee. Where the employment of a person working in a hospital setup or in a healthcare organization is terminated by or on behalf of an employer, that is the owner of the hospital or the trustee of the hospital, the wages earned by him shall be paid before the expiry of the second working day from the day of his employment is terminated. Where the employment of any person in an establishment or a hospital setup in a healthcare organization is terminated due to closure of the establishment for any reason other than weekly or other recognized holiday, the wages earned by him shall be paid before the second day from the day of which his employment is terminated. Exemption. The state government may, by general or specific order, exempt the person responsible for the payment of wages from the operation of above provision in certain cases in Section 5. Wages to be paid on working day. All payments of the wages shall be made on working day. So wages of the hospital employee can be paid on Sunday.